Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, we got the win going into the off day, and everybody got a chance to, you know, reset and get some rest in the off day and kind of like refocus back in on this little stretch run here. And you know, when you can get off on the right foot and get a win here early in the series and, you know, in these last 2 weeks, it was good. You know, I think that's – everybody knows the you know, the urgency that, you know, we need to play with and, you know, we need to have. And to come out and kind of show what we can do early was huge. I think it kind of lifts that just that little bit of, you know, tension off your back. You know, people aren't really like looking around, looking left and right. It's like, hey, we can do this. Just keep rolling, and it keeps people, you know, really focused on the game. You know, we can get off to that start like we did yesterday. So that was it was a great start and much needed during this stretch right here.
I'm always curious when I ask pitchers when they get a big lead like that early. You mentioned a little bit of a relief and a weight off your guys' shoulders. Do you change anything though when you are pitching with a big lead compared to when it's a tight game?
I mean, this type of games, you just really, you know, you don't want to beat yourself. You know, you don't want to give them extra base runners. You want to make them earn everything. And you know, you get a lead like that, and you really just, you know, you want to just attack the hitters and make them earn, you know, each base runner. And you're pitching with that confidence of, you know, solo home run doesn't beat you, and you're just kind of attacking guys, and you want to get ahead and get to your good pitches. You know, obviously, I knew that, you know, me and Sean were going to be throwing, and when you get a lead like that, you're really hoping it's like, you know, I want kind of us two to be the only two to finish this game out and really give the bullpen a break, and you know, we were able to do that yesterday.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, because it seems like it couldn't have been drawn up any better. You cover the first four, Sean covers the second four. How much pride do you guys take in an outing like that, knowing that you guys were able to team up and, like you said, give the bullpen basically a second straight off day?
I mean, definitely. It's, you know, obviously a team effort. I think the offense really put us in a great position to be able to do that and just to be able to pick up, you know, our end of the deal there and really give us, you know, 9 strong innings, I think was huge. Obviously, you know, we're both starters, both, you know, can provide length, and Sean be able to come in and do that in a role he's, you know, not typically, you know, been doing a lot, you know, in his career was big time. I think it just speaks to, you know, his willingness and really everybody's willingness right now to do what it takes to win, you know, and kind of accepting our roles and what they may look like, you know, pitching-wise here going forward. You know, there's less long-term view of kind of what things look like. It's like, you know, how can we, you know, be in the best places right now to help the team win today, and whatever, you know, the lanes, the roles, whatever that looks like, you know, I think we're ready for it right now.
Thanks, Clay. Appreciate your time.
Yep, thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.